You know who this audio is about. Angel. Sweet 16 Angel. I think one of the biggest jailbait cock teases I think I've seen. And with me, Miss Beatrix, Angel turns into your porn. So I hope you're looking at her right now as I'm sitting here talking about her and you're listening. Turn a 16-year-old into your porn. She wants you to be her porn. I mean, look at her. She knows exactly what she's doing with that body. She knows exactly how to look at you. She knows exactly what to wear to trigger you. I mean, all her social media is just one big trigger, reminding you how old she is. Definitely not leaving much to the imagination with the way she lets those tiny, perky teen tits out. So much cleavage, so many bikinis and sports bras, her flat tummy, her fat underage ass. I mean, the only thing that's missing, truly missing, are braces. She'd really be the ultimate trigger then, wouldn't she? A brace face cock tease whore. And I am calling her a whore. She's a cock tease whore. Because she knows exactly what she's doing. If I'm going to compare her social media to most other girls her age, they're vastly different. This girl knows that men and boys her age as well are jerking off to her. But I think that she knows especially that grown adult men like you are using her for porn. So continue. Continue using Angel as porn. Turn a 16-year-old into a porn star. It's like having your own little teen kitty porn star right in front of you. She's even given you a glance of those perky teen tits. I know you saw that video where her nipple was starting to come out of that bra top. And I know that you probably were able to tell that she's got those puffy, perky teen tits that are so perfectly puffy. This little slut, she knows exactly what she's doing. Showing you how old she is with balloons, doing throwbacks to when she was just 13 years old. And you know what? I can't help but wonder. I wonder if her daddy made her this way. What do you think? Do you think her daddy made her this way by treating her like she's a fucking object? Fondling and molesting her for all these years, telling her exactly what she's good for, being a teasing little cock tease for men. And daddy enjoys the fact that she's all over social media showing off for men his age and boys her age. Do you think that's what happened? Do you think her daddy started fucking her whenever she, I don't know, was just coming out of prepubescency? you know, when she really started getting curves and coming into her body, do you think that's when daddy really started to fucking rape her? Turning her into the internet teen whore that she is today? What would you do? What would you do if in another world that was your daughter? Your daughter under your roof, dressing the way she does, looking the way she does, going to the gym every day so she can shape that adorable fat little ass, pretty much becoming a teenage pog, fat ass little white girl. What would you do if that was right in front of you every day? Would you have started sniffing her panties? I think you would. I bet little Miss Angel, I bet that little whore wears thongs too. Would you steal them as her father and just inhale her scent whenever you could? In the middle of the night, jerking off to your own hot little cock-teased daughter's panties, the way she smells every part of it, loving how fresh and sweet she smells, how perfect that little string that's been inside of her ass all day, how perfect it smells. Or would you, if you were her dad, would you go onto her social media and maybe your first instinct is to think, holy shit, my daughter's being a fucking whore online. I'm going to punish her, give her a talk. Might be your first reaction. But once you start really, really watching and watching the way your daughter turns into teenage child porn, do you think you'd sit there in your bed at night and jerk off to her TikToks and her YouTube just like you are right now? Do you think that if you were her dad, if you caught her on the couch sleeping one Saturday and she was wearing some tight little workout shorts, her fat little perky ass poking out, her flat tummy just laying there so inviting, her perfect little teen tits barely poking out of her workout sports bra, her beautiful face, the face that you created, that body that you created, just laying there, daddy's little tees. Would you stand over her sleeping and take your cock out, stroking to your own daughter because you can't help it because she's so fucking hot, admiring all the curves that she's grown recently, admiring how her little nipples are getting hard as she's sleeping because she's cold, watching goosebumps grow all over her skin until something comes over you and you take the tip of your cock and you just think, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to just drag my cock along her flat tummy, smearing pre-cum all over her skin. And then getting so fucked in the mind that you can't help but bring your cock over to those plump little lips and just get the feeling of what it looks like to have your own hot, slutty daughter. What it looks like with her mouth right there on the tip of your cock. Would you be that type of dad? Or would you be the type of dad that in that moment it made you starving for more? So much so that you sneak into her room at night, And you crawl into her bed and you get behind her like you're spooning. And when she wakes up, you say, "Shh, be quiet, angel." And you just start molesting your own daughter. Because in your mind, you might think, you know, she's asking for it. My little slut daughter's asking for it. She's been teasing me so fucking much. So I'm going to touch what the fuck I want. I'm going to fuck what I want. Or maybe a girl like that. You started raping her a few years ago when she turned 13. When she, you know, hit puberty, you thought, I'm going to be the first cock to claim that pussy. That pussy is mine. I made that pussy, so it's daddy's pussy. Would you be that type of dad? Because you, you know, you grew and bred such a hot little slut that you have to make her yours? Or would you be the type of dad that took a little slut like that and really showed her how a man treats a slut? Because I have a feeling that little Miss Angel is, you know, the cock tease. She really turns it on for the camera, but I bet she's just like that in real life, just a few notches down. So as her father, you showed her how sluts get treated. As in, you know, when she was 13, 14 years old and started really using her body to try to get what she wants. And you pushed her against the wall with your hand around her neck. And you said, "Angel, daddy is in fucking charge. Daddy's gonna take what the fuck he wants as you're groping her body, putting your hands all over her freshly grown curves." And you tell her, "If you want to act like a slut, daddy's gonna treat you like a slut." And you turn her around, push her face against the wall, and ram your daddy cock inside of her, showing her, proving to her what men will do with sluts like her. Do you think Angel Light would like that kind of treatment? Do you think she likes an aggressive daddy like that? Show her how to act, show her how to be, show her exactly what a pretty little slut like her gets treated like. I'm wondering which kind of daddy you would be. But I will tell you this, just observing the way this little cock tease whore acts, her daddy's done something to her, whether it be fondling her little virgin preteen cunt, or maybe he just looks at her in a way and tells her that she's a slut, or looks at her like she's a slut. Or maybe she acts the way she does because she hasn't gotten daddy's love yet. And so, you know, she's one of those classic daddy issues whores. But as I said, I'm pretty sure that her daddy's done something to make her act that way. Or maybe mommy's a whore too. Maybe mommy acts just the same way, dresses provocatively. She's watched her mom get what she wants from being a fucking whore. And it just makes sense for her to act the same way. Mommy's groomed her to be this cock tease whore. Regardless, I want you to be thankful for Angel. I want you to be thankful that she's giving you child porn to jerk off to. Your own TikTok non-nude child porn. Because that's what this is. And this little whore knows it. She knows what the fuck she's doing. TikTok cock teases, jailbait cock teases, they are your porn. The best porn you've seen. I know. I know that you can't get enough of that forbidden body, that underage body, the way she knows how to use it, the way she triggers you with her age mentions. And then all after that are videos of her shaking her ass, showing off her little fat ass, showing off her perky teen tits. She knows that she is a little pedo princess. One that older men jerk off to on TikTok, and she loves the attention, because that's a beautiful thing about TikTok nowadays and Instagram. These young underage sluts are associating success with male attention. They know that the more they show their body, the sluttier that they act, the more times that they mention they're underage, the more views, the more likes they get. You are feeding the machine of grooming underage girls into being the biggest sluts that really our generation has ever seen. Groomed by pedophiles to be teasing little jailbait whores. And you love it. I don't want you to stop. I want you to fuck your hand right now as hard as you would fuck Angel. Especially if you were her daddy. Because I know you'd fuck her even harder if you were her daddy. And she looks up at you, and either, I can't tell which one she would be, but she either begs daddy to go harder or begs daddy to stop. Maybe she does both. But I know that if I were her mom or perhaps your accomplice, I'd tell her that this is how whores get fucked. They get fucked hard and deep and treated like pieces of objects, because that's what you are. You're nothing but a pretty little cock tease whore that makes her body even perfect for pedophiles to jerk off to. So keep doing what you're good at. Don't use your brain. Don't go and have any kind of job. Keep being a whore online. Keep showing off your body. And the day you turn 18, you show off every inch of your body and get treated like a fucking object. That's what I would tell her. And you would fuck her like that. You would fuck her like she is a fucking object, even if you were her daddy. Let's say you aren't her daddy and I just happen to be there encouraging you to rape this little cock tease all-American slut. I'd make you fuck her harder. I'd make you fuck her harder than you've ever fucked a woman before. And I know you would. Don't you want to see what Angel looks like scared underneath you? Or do you want to see what she looks like from, you know, coming? You want to make Angel come? I wonder how many times she lays in her bed and rubs her little pussy to all the comments that pedophiles leave, imagining how many older men are fantasizing about her. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what goes through her head. But you are forever owned by TikTok jailbait whores. Forever owned. They own your cock. Especially Angel. Everything about her triggers you, and I want her to trigger you even harder, if that's possible, because I know she already triggers you so deeply. She is your main porn. A 16-year-old girl is your fucking porn. You are jerking off to a 16-year-old right now and you fucking love it. And I love that you're doing it. So keep going. And I want you to come for Angel. I want you to come for a 16-year-old jailbait cock tease, reminding yourself that you would go to jail for even touching her. But come to that idea. Come to the fact that you're jerking off to something so taboo and forbidden, an underage girl, jail bait, the exact definition of jail bait, a TikTok kitty teen porn star. She owns your cock, and you will forever be a pedo gooner for girls like Angel. Keep watching Angel. Keep becoming obsessed with how fucking like of a cock tease she is.